Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for this time that we're able to share together. And with His help, we will conclude this message on redeeming the time. And it is important that we understand that we discern the times and we understand the times in which we're living, and that we as God's people are called to prepare the way of the Lord. Basically, when Jesus physically walked upon this earth, He did have someone who prepared the way, and that was a reference to John the Baptist. He said, among man, born of women, there was one not greater than he, but he who was least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. He was speaking of this new dispensation of grace. And so we are to prepare the way of the soon coming of the Lord, and we, the kingdom of God, it says, cometh not with observation. The kingdom of God is within us. It is a transformation of man's heart. That's what happens when we're born again and saved. Our spirit man is saved by the truth of the reality. We can't save ourselves. No, as I began this week, I shared the definition of redeem, the verb, which is an action word. Jesus fulfilled the first aspect or meaning of what that word means, to buy back and repurchase. He did that. He took the kingdoms of this world, which Satan offered to him in his third temptation, and he refused it. He said, worship God, and Him only shalt thou serve. He wasn't going to take His rightful authority before the time. He was going to fulfill the Father's will in terms of being the perfect Lamb of God who was slain in our behalf from even before the foundation of the world. Before we came into existence, God had a plan in place. But then, redeem also means to free from distress or harm, to change for the better, to reform, to repair or restore. And of course, Jesus has done all of that for us. But we have a part to play. Our interaction with the Lord, our partnering with His will, His purposes, are very, very important. And He's called us to walk and fulfill the ministry that Jesus had. Even greater works than these shall you do. So, those latter meanings, the kingdom which is within us, we are so walking in God's love and in the Spirit, we then, by our influence, by our example, begin to create it outside of ourselves, if you will. What does the Word of God say? When the man's ways please the Lord, He maketh even his enemies to be at peace. That's in Proverbs. Blessed are the peacemakers. That's what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. They should be called the children of God. And then there's an important scripture I'd like to share with you in Isaiah, the 58th chapter. And for those of you familiar with the word, He's talking about God's fast. He was not pleased with hypocritical fasting that the people were doing at that time, just as a ritual, if you believe. But He goes on in verse 6 to say, is not this the fast that I have chosen? Obviously, He's not just talking about food. He's talking about His service to God Almighty, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens. We're talking now what we can do in a human capacity, to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. He's talking about us. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, even as the good Samaritan. Remember that story that Jesus told? And that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, in other words, your own family, that you are willing to do good to them especially, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. These are the promises. Thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. And then thou shalt call, the Lord shall answer thee. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. And if I take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, if thy draw out thy soul to the hungry, satisfy the afflicted soul, then thy light shall rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Listen to this, it gets even better. The Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought. You won't be in need because you've been concerned about the needy. That's the point of our financial giving, whether to church or someone directly. And make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Now, listen to this. This is why I read all that as a preface or background. And they shall be of thee, in other words, our company, Christians, shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Why is that important? Those very words are used in the King James. That means to repair or restore. That's what redeem means, to change for the better, to reform. See, that is us actively carrying out the works of goodness that God has called us to walk in, those good works that he has prepared beforehand for us to walk in. Now, we are to be diligent about this. There are warnings in the word against slothfulness. Let me read now Jeremiah 48, and this is, he's talking about Moab, and in verse 8 it says, the spoiler shall come upon every city, and no city shall escape. The valley also shall perish, the plain shall be destroyed, as the Lord has spoken. Give wings unto Moab, that it may flee and get away, for the cities thereof shall be desolate, without any to dwell therein. This is the verse I want to share. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. This is, of course, referring to Israel at that time. Not that we're to be shedding blood, beloved, but the point is we are not to take lightly the commands of Jesus. We are to be, not to go about the work of the Lord grudgingly, or to do the work of our Father half-heartedly. What does it say? A curse on him who is slack doing the Lord's work. It's not the Lord cursing. We basically curse by our own actions and choices. And what does Hebrews say, the 6th chapter, verse 12? Because you might say, well, that's all Old Testament, Sister Judith. Here's a New Testament scripture for you. That ye be not slothful, but lazy, not zealous, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And another passage, in that day, and this is when the Lord turns back the captivity of Israel, it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear them not, and to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. Praise God. And so, we do live in an evil time. Isn't that what that goes back to the scripture I was sharing? Redeeming the time, for the days are evil. That's what it says in Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Don't be as fools. Don't walk circumspectly. Redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. That is his will. Psalm 37 and 19 declares, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. They shall not come to shame in the time of evil. Praise God. And then a final scripture I'd like to share with you. This is again from Isaiah, the 49th chapter. And this is in the accepted time. I have heard thee well, beloved. We are still yet in the day of grace. Isaiah 49 and 8 says, thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation I have helped thee. Other translations say, in the hour of my favor, I answered you and aid you when the day for rescue dawns. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God we served. I'm going to take a moment just to turn to Ephesians, and we want to read just one scripture there. But before I do, before my time gets away, let's just take a moment, and I want to pray for you, that you will have that wisdom and understanding, and that you will discern what God wants you to do. Father, I pray for those who are seeking and searching for the will of God. They're waiting in patience and in trust for you to reveal your plan, your will. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, you said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not. So grant it, Lord, in the wonderful, matchless name of Jesus. For the Lord would say, my beloved, be not anxious, be not fretful, for I am the Lord. I would have you to know that I direct your paths. I will give to you all that is needed. You may feel insecure. You may feel so weak in yourself. But did not the Apostle Paul say, in his weakness, the strength of God was made perfect? And so, beloved, the same is true for you. I will give you a holy boldness. I will give you wisdom. Your enemies will not be able to stand before you. And just as I was with my people of old, so will I be with you, and you shall gather much fruit and bring glory to your God, says your heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Go grant that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask that those who are listening, Lord, there'll be a special infusion of faith and hope and love, that they will have courage to do the things that you've asked us to do. And we won't be faint-hearted, we won't be fearful, but we will have the joy in our hearts, knowing, Lord, that you're coming back soon and your reward is with you. Praise God. Well, beloved, it's been a privilege, my privilege, and a great joy to share God's word. I love God's word, and I pray you also hunger after it and know that in his word are found all the answers that we need, everything that pertains to our natural life and spiritual growth in him. I love you, pray for you every day, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.